Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
Week 5 into our journey on the back of a 15-kilometre run, and I feel absolutely fantastic. And this week, I'm looking forward to what Christy has in store. Remember last week?
Is that a good surprise or a bad surprise?
The recordings could be very interesting.
Yep, you'll find out later after we aim for our longest run yet. Plus, because I'm putting my body through a lot lately, I thought it'd be wise to get a health check. So I'm going to pop into Charter Medical in Mullingar to avail of the executive screen, which will examine me from head to toe and leave no stone unturned for a bit of peace of mind. So after a rest day on Monday, I was thinking about what Diane said in our extended interview on the podcast about the importance of speed sessions. So I decided to introduce a bit of speed into my first run of the week on Tuesday.
Probably one of the most bizarre things to happen so far in this journey has just happened. I went in with the intentions of, well, I don't know. I don't know what my intentions were today. I initially said, I'll just up the treadmill a little bit, might run a little bit quicker today to try and vary up my training session a little bit. I ended up running 5 kilometers in 23 minutes. Now, I'm not focused on time too much or anything. I just want to measure progress more than anything, but put that into context. When I started off 4 weeks ago, I ran 5 kilometers in, I think, about 35, 36 minutes. I'm still baffled as to how I managed to shave the guts of 12, 13 minutes off my 5 kilometer run. It must be a dodgy treadmill. I didn't think I'd make that much progress in this space of time. But look, I'll take it. I'll gladly take it. I've never ran 5 kilometers in that speed before. Never, ever. I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. And after that, I went for a 35 minute cycle. I feel great. It's unbelievable how good I feel after all that. And it's bizarre because I've never been on a journey like this or a training plan or a program like this before. So I don't know, is this right or is it wrong? I kind of don't know how to feel. But at the moment, I feel great. I'll take that 100%. And hopefully, I'll still be saying that in the morning. We'll see.
Miracles can happen. I managed a Wednesday session for the first time since starting this journey, and this is how it went.
Just out of the gym there, I went to do a little bit of a cycle. I ended up doing a cycle and 5K, but I decided to break it up. I decided to do 2.5 kilometers of a run, then cycle for just over half an hour, then back onto the treadmill. And yeah, feels okay. Happy out. I'm still conscious of what Diana said to me about I do need hills. I need to get out. I need to get out of the comfort of the gym. I do know that. It's a bit cold at the moment, so she did say, while the weather is like this, being frosty and slippy, you know, stick with the gym. But as soon as you can, get outside. So that's exactly what I'm planning to do for next week. So we're going to have to switch it up a little bit more then. But in the meantime, another workout tomorrow, and then we're looking at our long run on Sunday.
As I was saying to you earlier, I wanted to get a full health check done, so I called into Charter Medical in Mullingar to avail of the executive screen they offer. Something I've always wanted to do anyway. I had to fast for 12 hours to get a full picture of everything that's going on. So in the end, I ended up fasting for about 18 hours. So I was absolutely famished. But I called in last Thursday to be taken through the process.
I'm joined here by Phil. Phil, can you talk me through what exactly we're going to do today? So this is a full health screening from top to bottom.
Yeah, it's a full health screen. So we take bloods and that looks at your iron levels, ferritin, vitamin B12, folate, thyroid, vitamin D and full bloods, white blood cells, red blood cells, fasting glucose to see how they are, whether you're diabetic, pre-diabetic. If that comes back as a positive, then we can start putting proactive treatment in for you and get on top of it. Sometimes it's just diet change. We also look at your cholesterol levels and whether or not they're slightly elevated. There again, we can go for diet change.
Brilliant.
You do your weight. That analyses everything from fats, the different fats in your bodies, the water in your body, your BMI, tells you whether you're healthy or not, and gives you a metabolic age as well.
Okay.
At the end of it.
Interesting.
And Keith will run through all that with you. And we do a spirometry here, which looks at your lung capacity and how well your lungs are working and if there's any issues there.
Brilliant. So it's basically
actually a full NCT.
Top to toe.
Brilliant.
Very well worth doing.
Excellent. Let's do it.
So I got an ECG done and thankfully all was okay. Blood pressure was normal, got my height done, and then it was time for the scales.
So this isn't your ordinary weighing scales, Phil.
No, so these scales will look at water in your body, bone mass, visceral fats, all the different fats in your bodies.
Right, okay.
And tell you the percentages in each. And then when they put it all together, it gives you a metabolic rate for an age.
Okay. So I'm 39 now. Should I be metabolic age of 39?
Or less.
Less,
but
okay.
I will tell you in a minute.
Brilliant, let's find out.
Yep.
Then Nurse Phil took some bloods and explained that results will be back the following day, but in case they picked up something urgent, they would be in touch ASAP.
It's giving you a metabolic age of 31.
Oh, wow. Cool. So I'm nearly 10 years younger than I should be.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Lovely. Thank you, Phil. That's the best compliment I've gotten in a long time. Phil, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Done and dusted. And now it's time to pop into Dr. Keith Murray for the analysis and a few more tests.
Hey, Keith.
How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you. Come and see you.
You too. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
You can tell me how I am, actually. Yeah. I'm looking at my prevention check results here. You might be able to go through that and let us know how things are or how they look.
Yeah, so you had your what we call a Tanita machine that looks at your body fat and muscle mass and everything there as well. So everything is looking good on that, actually. So BMI, if you look straight to that, it's saying that it's a tiny bit over, but actually you can see there because you've got good muscle mass, actually that can bring the BMI up. So BMI is a good marker in terms of health, in terms of if it's high, potentially higher health risk, but actually some people are higher because they have a higher muscle mass, actually.
Okay, so technically, I'm overweight, my BMI, am I?
If by 0.2, if you were to be that pedantic about it, but it's your muscle mass that's doing it, because you can see, if you look at your body fat percentage of 18%, so you've got a healthy body fat percentage. So if you were overweight and had a high body fat, or this thing then called your visceral fat, which is your organ fat, then you might be an unhealthy overweight person. But you can actually have an overweight, or even someone that can fall into the obesity category. I always give the example of rugby players. So
One
of the rugby guys might have a BMI of 30, but their body fat could be maybe way down on the low scale, but they've really high muscle mass.
Right. So people who just hop in your bog standard weighing scales and look at their weight and then check their BMI, it will tell them that they're overweight, but it doesn't go into detail like this test would do.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's the difference. So you can get like versions of that at home, like Smart Scales and different companies and Fitbit, etc., would have their version that will give you your body fat. So even if they're not as accurate as the Tanita machine, it's still going to give you a trend. So if you're looking at exercising or changing your lifestyle, if you have a body fat that started at 25 and you see it coming down to 20, you're still seeing the trend, even if it might not be as accurate as this kind of machine that's a little bit more detailed on it. So for yourself there, like, I wouldn't be worried about a BMI of 25.2 because you've got good muscle mass, your body fat is in the normal range, but most importantly, the visceral fat then, score of 6 there, so on the lower side, so lower risk in terms of saying like your diabetes, your heart disease, even cancers can be at higher risk from too much organ fat that damages the organs and leads to that kind of chronic disease as well.
At this point, so far so good, everything's going swimmingly, just music to my ears.
Okay, so we'll have a listen to the ticker, so you can breathe normally at the front, you don't need any deeper breaths there. So you do have a bit of a murmur on the heart.
Yeah. A heart murmur. Going to be honest with you, I'm glad we were recording that because I went deaf for about a minute after that, and I was not expecting it. So it was a little bit of a shock.
What a murmur is just like an added sound or a louder sound when we hear the heartbeat. So again, it doesn't always mean there's a pathology there, but if it's new, it might have to be looked at because you've never had it looked at.
Kind of thing,
you know. So sometimes there are flow murmurs. So depending on the flow of the blood through the heart and through the blood vessels, it can create that sound. So where obviously there's no pathology causing it, but it can just be that's what we hear when we listen.
Okay.
But for some people, they might have, you know, a valve issue or structural heart disease or something like that, or sometimes an infection.
And the advice Dr. Keith gave me was to get a heart echo. So I've made an appointment with my GP and hopefully we can get something sorted soon. But I'm just absolutely floored by that now. And I'm really glad I went to Charter Medical in Mullingar, because at least we can explore it a bit more and learn how to manage it. So fair play to Dr. Keith Murray.
And well,
After being in Charter Medical in Mullingar this morning, I was fasting for so long that I couldn't really work out afterwards. So I just said I would get a bite to eat and do the usual things you have to do in life. And I've time now to go for a walk. So I decided to go for a walk instead and clear my head and just try to process everything that's gone on the last couple of hours. So yeah, anytime you hear something to do with your heart or your brain or anything like that, for me, it frightens the life out of me, to be honest with you. So trying to mull over everything, and I'm kind of thinking now, number one, what is my health really like? Number two, should I be actually doing this? Should I be doing training for a marathon at this stage? Or should I stop until I get the echo sorted and get a little bit more clarification on it? But I'm going to look into it a little bit more. I'm not too sure, but Dr. Keith Murray did give me some peace of mind by saying it mightn't be anything to worry about, but the fact that we're doing marathon training, I should really get it looked at. So that's what I'm going to do, and we'll see how that goes. But I think in the meantime, I will continue the training. I will continue doing what we're doing, and roll on our long run on Sunday. So it's Sunday morning, it's just after 10 a.m. and it's about 2 degrees out, and we're heading for a 16 kilometre run. And as well as that, Chrissy, you said you have a surprise in store. Now, this has been niggling at me all week. What do you have?
I do. So we're after a bit of recovery now, we're into the double digits, so I said, sure, I'll introduce a bit of recovery. So what better way than to jump into the lake? Well, as far as your legs anyway.
It's 2 degrees, Christy.
Ah, you'd be grand. Sure. It's probably warmer than it is outside, but sure, we'll be alright. We'll be alright. We'll get in and we'll see how we get on, sure.
Right, let's go. Well, that's it. 16 kilometres done. Dusted. Our furthest distance yet. Chrissy, I'm not going to lie, I struggled at that. From about 9 kilometres on, I struggled with that big time.
I struggled myself last week. Look, you get them weeks where, so I don't know, something just doesn't go right. You mightn't have drank enough water or had the right food or whatever, but you get weeks where your legs just aren't up to it, your head's not up to it. But you got it done. And nobody can take that away from me, so...
Well, that's true. We got it done. My calf muscle is killing me again, the right calf. I thought it was over it. I thought the worst was behind me. Obviously not. And I have to get something sorted with it. My back is killing me as well.
The lake heard about your calf and said, I'd sort it out for him.
Great. Well, let's go to the lake. Get it sorted out, so...
Let's do it.
Okay, we're stepping in.
What have you bought? Yeah,
just... Ah, no, my legs are going numb. That's the job. Oh, God. Woo. How long do we have to stay here for?
Just about a minute. It was a great idea last week.
Can we get out now? No, I'm gonna have to stop this. I can't talk.
But here you go again, back from where you came, into the coldest, water.
So we're out of the water here, and I don't know if that's done my legs any good, Chrissy, or you just can't feel my legs or the pain anymore.
The first time was a bit tough, but the second time we got in, we stayed for a few minutes, actually. So.
First time we lasted about 40 seconds and we legged it back out again.
We legged it out, but we got back in and said, Ash, we'll give it one more go.
And it's really bizarre because after a few minutes, the water starts to feel warm.
It does, yeah. You're kind of, you're numb, I think, but you're, yeah. It's kind of nice, though.
Good numb.
Yeah.
So there you go, 4 degrees out,
standing in the lake, and here, look, there were swimmers in there as well, so we can't really complain too much.
Yeah, we got in to the quad muscles, they got in, and I was like, oh, fair play to you.
That's not me, can't do it. Right, Christy, fair play to you, well done. And next week it's going to be...
Oh, we're actually on a, we're kind of having a rest week, so just tone it back a small bit. So we're going to do 10k next Sunday. So yeah, that'll be us next week, and we'll do a few easy runs now during the week, just to give the body a chance and give yourself a little bit of a break. So
brilliant. That sounds good to me. Rest sounds good to me.
Rest and hydration for the week, and a bit of good food, and just let the body recover a small bit, and then we'll get back into the hard work then.
Bang on. Cheers, Christy.
Dead on, Pete. Cheers.
Remember, it's all for a good cause. We're raising funds for the brilliant children's charity Barrettstown, and thank you so much to everyone who's donated so far. And if you would like to donate, you can do so by logging on to midlands103.com right now and clicking on Get Active with Midlands 103. The first thing you'll see on the website is our banners, and then you can just flick across, find Get Active with Midlands 103, click on that, and that'll take you straight through to our iDonate page. And remember, donations are online only via our iDonate page, and everyone who donates €10 or more will go into a draw to win a signed Manchester United jersey donated by the club themselves. If you want to listen back to this episode of Get Active with Midlands 103, then don't forget to check out our podcast section on midlands103.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, just type in Get Active with Midlands 103 and you can get the entire series up to now.
Get Active with Midlands 103, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.